And it was like that.
That's exactly the way it is. Yeah. Less than seven, we had less than 600.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you ate your meals with the faculty, and you knew them by first name often. And you were good friends with them. Much more so than at the university here.
Of course, we knew them. I don't ever remember addressing them by the first name.
Oh, really?
Of course, we knew them by the first name.
Mm-hmm.
We had faculty knew them by names other than the first name.
I'm sure you did.
Like Dr. Benton was known as Ichabod Crane.
Yeah. A tough teacher then.
I expect that the faculty maintained more dignity then and than they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They were
customers
more of a dignified nature in those days than it is now.
Much more formal. I know.
Yeah, more formal. That's what I meant.
Did you have to wear uniforms?
I belonged to the ROTC the whole time I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore a uniform on 3 days a week when they had the drill periods. And it was the old blue uniform like West Point uses now.
Mm-hmm.
It was until before the First World War. And after the First World War, it was the regular khaki uniform.
Can you give me some idea of how much traveling you've done in your life? Where have you been?
I've been all around Florida from time to time, most anywhere in Florida. And a lot of places many times. I've been pretty well up and down the Atlantic coast as far as New York. I've had one trip out through the West, and which included the Midwest, Omaha, Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Kansas City, and I've been all up and down the Gulf Coast, as far this side between here and New Orleans, all up and down, and throughout Georgia, and all through the Carolinas and Georgia and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I'm pretty familiar with the whole Southeast,
mm-hmm.
and the Eastern Seaboard, and I've had just a little tourist trips elsewhere, and I've been to Cuba a number of times before Castro.
Yeah.
And in other words, Cuba was just a very little bit more than a trip to Tampa, Miami.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was as close as
I've been to down in Bahamas once. I guess that's it.
Okay. What kinds of social organizations or groups do you or have you belonged to?
Now, what do you mean by social?
Well, service organization, churches.
I belong to the Episcopal Church. I belong to the American Legion. That's a service organization, a military service organization. I belong to the Masons and the Elks. Those are what they call lodges.